Blog Talk Radio.
Another day's journey. Oh my goodness gracious, it's cold outside, all of that, but I tell you, our God is God, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and therefore I rejoice and be glad in it. It's Worship Wednesday here at PSM Live, and we are worshiping and praising God in the highest, because this is that season of the year, praise the Lamb of God, where we just let it all out. I'm a little under the weather, boy. I tell you, it is so cold in Michigan. It is cold here, people. I'm telling you, it is frightening cold. And we thank and praise God for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Had to go out yesterday and the day before that, what have you, and think the element kind of got me a little bit. But I'm still standing. Praise the Lamb of God, and I bless God for each of you that's here. Praise the Lamb. I had to go to the eye doctor yesterday and all of that kind of thing. You know, when you have these kind of things, they send you to every doctor there is to check you out, which is good. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank and praise God that I'm coming out on top on all of the doctors. Praise God. Hallelujah, people of God. Isn't that wonderful? When the eye doctor, foot doctor, everybody just give you a good, what the mom used to call it, a clean bill of health. Praise the Lamb. So we praise God for that, and we just lift God even higher today for his goodness towards us, his kindness, his loving kindness. Praise God. And especially in this season, praise the Lamb, that we're giving adoration to Jesus Christ for his birthday, and we're singing happy birthday to him and just praising God for his birth and then his, should we say, rebirth in each of us. Is even a greater miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. It's one thing for him to be born. It's another thing that he was born in you and the causing you to be born again. And I hope that took place in you like it did me. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I hope it took place in you like it did me. Praise God, because I'm telling you, people of God, when I think about where I was, praise the Lamb of God, and where I could be, and where I am today and what God is doing with me and through me, it just blows my mind, praise the Lamb of God, that God looked down in the hood and found me out in the alleys of Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, in the gangways and standing on corners and in corridors drinking and smoking marijuana and cutting school and this, that, and another, and would snatch me as a branch from eternal burning. Out of all of the guys, praise the Lamb of God, that I hung with, the majority of them are dead now. The majority of them are dead. That is truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God spared me. I can't do nothing but shout from the rooftops, praise the Lamb of God, at the loving and kind God that I serve and that he loves me. Yeah, praise God. Boy, oh boy, it's Christmas season. I see Prophet Daryl in queue. Oh, my goodness. I think that's him or somebody that grabbed the phone that looked like his. Praise the Lord. But we just praise God for each of you that's on here today. Praise the Lamb. And we're just going to have a wonderful time, a wonderful show. The Lord is going to speak. I know he is. Praise the Lamb. God, why do you know that? Because he already told me that he wanted to use me on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. So shake a friend, find someone and tell them, boy, oh boy, this is the show today, and you need to get on here. Wait a minute, here's Prophet Daryl. I think that's my buddy, Prophet Daryl.
What's going on this morning, Apostle?
Oh, man, you know me, man. I'm just hanging in here with Jesus, you know?
I know that's right.
I am hanging in here with Jesus. And him alone, man, and just excited about what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, in this day and in this time, praise the Lord. We're going to go to the prayer right now because Sylvia, praise the Lamb. Sylvia, push one on your dial if that's you so she can lead us in prayer. I know she got to go, praise the Lamb of God, to a visitation. I believe that's Sylvia there. Praise God. If not, then, you know, we will. Yeah, that is her. Praise the Lamb of God. I want her to lead us in prayer today. Sylvia, how are you, honey?
Hi, Prophet. I'm fine. Hi, Prophet Daryl.
Hey.
All right. Well, Sylvia, you can lead us in prayer. Now, I know you have to go in a little bit, praise the Lamb of God, but we want you to lead us in prayer today as we're praying for our sick and shut in. Sylvia, pray for all those that suffer from depression in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. And then pray, hallelujah, for safe travel for the saints as we travel during this Christmas season and going in and out and this, that, and another for protection in our homes, those that have trees and things of that nature. Just pray for us today. We love you. Bless your daughter. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for today, Father, another day to come into your presence, to worship you, God, to you, Father, to love on you, Father. Oh, Father, we just humble ourselves before you, Father, as we enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise, Father. Oh, Father, we come to those that are depressed this season, oh, God. Oh, Father, remind them the real for the season, oh God. Remind them, God, to look up, oh God, to look to the hills, God. Oh God, remind them, oh Lord, that it's not about all the fluff and bluff, oh God, but it's about Jesus, oh God. Remind them it's about what he did for us, oh Father, on Calvary, oh God. So Father, we come to bind up the spirit of depression, God. Oh God, we come, God, to release your joy, oh God, your love, God, over your people today, oh God. Oh God, give them the hunger and the thirst, oh God, for you, Father. Oh Father, we thank you right now, God, for those, every home, oh God. We come, God, pleading the blood of Jesus over our homes, oh God. Oh God, we ask for protection, oh God, to send your angels to encamp around us, oh God, throughout the day, oh God. Oh God, even as those travel up and down the dangerous highways, oh God, go with them, oh God. Send your angels before them, Father, to make the way perfect, oh God. Even as they travel on airplanes, buses, and trains, oh God. Oh God, be with them, oh God. Oh God, cover us, oh God, and keep us, oh God, like only you can do, Father. Oh Father, we thank you in advance, God, for what you've done, God. And God, we thank you for what you're going to do in this season, oh God. Oh God, we just ask, God, that souls come in right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your grace, oh God, and your mercy that's new every morning, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for these bodies functioning this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for our hearts beating and our limbs functioning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that our mind is staying on you, Father. Oh Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We lift you up. We exalt you, God. We magnify your name, God. Oh, God, just thank you, God, for being God all by yourself, God. Thank you, Lord, that we can look to the hills from whence comes our help, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Father, that it's none like you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your rule and reign is forever, oh, God. Oh, Father, glory to your name, Father. We honor you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you, God.
Amen.
Bless you, God.
Worship you forever. Lift your hands.
Because you're worthy of worship and praise and adoration and exaltation and whatever else we can find to give him, Prophet Darrell. He's worthy of it, you know. And I just thank God for our daughter. Hallelujah. You led us to the throne of grace today. Thank you so much, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God for being here with us the time that you have. Hallelujah. Others are chiming in. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you listening via the internet and you would like to a part of our live studio, you can call in today at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God, and we would love to have you here sharing with us as we worship God, praise the Lamb of God, and lift up his holy name. The prophet that I was reading this morning, man, well, let me tell you what happened. I got up. I wasn't feeling too good in my Bronco and everything. So, you know, I'm doing irrigation and all of that, trying to get, you know, some voice ready here and drinking water and, you know, all of that kind of stuff and going, doing this, that, and another. And I'm doing, and I'm praying, and Lord, oh, Lord, meet me, Lord, be on the show. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, I am with thee. It is well. I am with thee. Know that I'm with thee. And then I clicked on my my meditation word, and my meditation word came up out of Thessalonica, Thessalonians, and it says, he has called you, and he is faithful to perform that. That's all it said.
Oh, my goodness.
And I read it three or four times, Prophet Darrell, and I clicked off of it, and I went back to look at it to find exactly where it was, and it was gone. I can't find it. But that's what it said. Praise the Lamb of God. He that has called you is faithful to perform it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I want to tell the elect of God today, those of you who are the elect of God, praise the Lamb of God, and that doesn't mean that you're called just those who, it doesn't mean just those of us who have a divine calling on our life, whereas that we are in the pulpit, this, that, and another. The election of God is those who have been predestined to be saved, and you saved, God ordered your salvation. I want you to know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, you are the elect of God. And since you are the election of God, praise the Lamb, God's elect, I want you to know whatever it is in your life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that he has pronounced over you, that he has promised, that he has spoken, he is going to perform it because you are called, praise the Lamb of God. You are called and you are elect, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He will perform it, praise the Lamb of God. I just wanted to encourage somebody today in that area that God will perform his good word over your life, praise the Lamb of God. And don't you be dismayed in the prolonging of it. That's for your good too, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of the prolonging that looked like procrastination on God's part is not procrastination on God's part. It's God preparing us for what is to come, praise the Lamb of God, and removing that that's in us and around us that can't handle what it is to come. So you just hold on and be there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and watch God work things out on your behalf. Just watch God do what nobody else can do but God, hallelujah, and that is be God. Boy, oh boy, don't you love him today? I love him. Wait a minute, I think Sylvia went off. Wait a minute. Sylvia, are you back?
Sir, I'm here.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. My phone had went out.
Well, I switched places on my board, and that was funny to me. Prophet Darrell had dropped for a second. That's what it was. Okay. We back.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I just want to encourage you in that area today. Praise the Lamb of God, knowing that God knows you and that he is going to fulfill that he has spoken over your life. That concerns you. God is going to perfect that. He's going to complete it. That's what the word perfect means. Perfect, perfect in the scriptures mean completed. He's going to complete it. Hallelujah. He's going to perform it. He's going to make it happen in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know, Prophet Darrell, already, you probably know already, that this new year that we're coming into, and I'm just going to give them a little glimpse of it. Praise the Lamb of God. This 2014 that we're coming into is such a strategic year. Hallelujah. Of release the people of God, praise the Lamb of God, and for the completed work things to take place, because 2014, praise the Lamb of God, equals 7 when you add the numbers up. Praise the Lamb of God. It is the number of completion, of the completed thing. Bam. We're going to see some great and mighty things start unfolding, praise the Lamb of God, even the more concerning us in this next year. We're going to see God do some things, praise the Lamb of God, that for number 4, representing God's tolerance, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 2 always represent the unity of God. And, of course, 1 always represent, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The awesomeness of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The greatness of God, the El Shaddai, hallelujah, the Almighty God. And we're going to see God do some mighty, mighty things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in the new year as we go into it. And even as this year, I believe we're going to end strong, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I believe in ending strong, and I believe in going in, praise the Lamb of God, with jubilation of what God is going to do in the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you this, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, it's already getting better. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, it's already getting better. And what is going on in some other countries and what they're facing, brothers and sisters, we should be dancing in the street. The violence, the protesting, the fighting, the looting, the killings, that's nonsensical, the rioting in other countries that we're not experiencing here on our home front. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we ought to be shouting in the street. We don't know when to shout. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you the truth. I tell you, if we only knew, praise the Lamb of God, the good things God was doing for us in this season. Oh, my goodness, hallelujah, in this season, and how he's preparing us to possess the wealth of the wicked. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We would be dancing in the street. Prophet Darrell is with me. Sylvia is with me. My granddaughter just came on. Oh, my goodness. The lines are lighting up. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for each of you for joining in with us today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that you can be a part of this show today as we give praise and worship to Jesus Christ. And we're going to worship him some today, people of God. I want you to know that, so don't get weary, praise the Lamb of God. This is Worship Wednesday, praise the Lamb of God. Hear this.
Will you declare that with us?
All creation bow before you.
Maya, come help me sing it.
We acknowledge your sovereignty. You are.
We're declaring his holiness in this place today. He's the Lord of glory. He's filled with splendor and majesty. Can we get you to help us sing that to the Father today? Come on and open up your mouth and just begin to sing to the Lord that all creation bows before him. We acknowledge his sovereignty this morning. Your sovereignty today, oh God. Come on, come on.
It's worship Wednesday.
You are holy. Lift your voice and sing loud.
God, how I love that song. That's for Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship with my own lead. Boy, I tell you the truth, what an awesome CD that is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, when we sung about the glory, almost every song that was on that CD was about the glory of God, and it was just awesome, I tell you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, that splendor, that majesty belongs to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We give him praise, honor, and glory for all that he is to us. It's Worship Wednesday. Those of you have praise reports, those of you praise the Lamb of God, want to tap in today, you can. always on Worship Wednesday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we bring you again some prophetic perspectives, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Out of the Word of God and what God is doing in this season so mightily in the land. Boy, I'm telling you, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch the unfolding hand of God as he prepares the earth, praise the Lamb of God, for his return, and as well as this last day revival is being set up, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It's going to be a big revival, people of God, hallelujah, in this nation and the rest of the world. Souls are going to come into the kingdom. I've been having visions and dreams about it, too. Praise the Lamb of God. The souls are going to be coming into the kingdom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that it's cleanup time. You know, it's time for us to really make sure that those areas in our lives are clean. Hallelujah. Yeah, I had a dream not too long ago, Prophet Darrell, that I was just cleaning the little things, you know, like little objects on the table and stuff like that. You know, wiping off stuff, making sure everything was clean and spotless. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the way our lives have to become right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because they're not just going to be looking for people who can perform. The world is going to be looking for people who live in the life, praise the Lamb, that they preach about and that they minister about. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Just believe me when I tell you. They're going to be looking for it, praise the Lamb of God. And we are the ones, prophetic, that hear the voice of God, yes, that know our God is real, that we're not just, they're all paper, it ain't all letter, but it's by the Spirit of God, yes, that has spoken to us over and over again, and his word has been made manifest through infallible truths and testimonies that have come forth concerning what the Lord has spoken, and we seeing, praise the Lamb of God, it mature before our very eyes. When you are like that, praise the Lamb of God, and have experienced that, then you are made accountable, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you're made accountable to God because he knows that you know, hallelujah. That's why we get whooped with double stripes, because he know that we know better. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I just want all of us to be able, praise the Lamb of our God, to really reap the benefits of what God is doing in this season. I really want us to reap the benefits, praise the Lamb of God, of the blessings of God that's coming down the pipeline to all of us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to receive mine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm staying right in line. I'm not getting out of line, praise the Lamb of God, on no foolishness. I'm staying right in line so I can continue to receive what God has for me. Because what God has for me, praise the Lamb of God, I come to find out it is for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, talk to us here, man. Tell me something good.
Well, you know, Apostle, you touching on something, because we've been talking about Hannah for the last week here, and you know, I took that, you know, in this year in 2014, that the church is getting ready to do a rebirthing. It's getting ready to be some people getting ready to be birthed out, kingdom building. And you know, the prophets that has been on the backside of the mountain working and been on the backside of the road, that now is getting ready to come the time where now they're getting ready to be birthed forth, all because they wonder why they wasn't being used and why they weren't able to speak and why they weren't promoted in this season, all because it wasn't the right season. Just like Hannah, it wasn't Hannah's season to bear a child for her husband. It wasn't the right time for her to bear a boy. And when it was the right time, hallelujah to God, glory, God put her on the forefront, hallelujah. Not only that he put her on the forefront, but he just not allowed her to have one child, but he allowed her to have six children, hallelujah. To God be the glory. He let her have three boys and two girls, amen, if I'm correct about it. And he gave her double for her trouble. So, you know, that's what God is getting ready to do for us in this season and in this hour. So many people want to be seen and want to be heard, but don't nobody want to labor. God is putting some people up apostle that's been on the backside, that's been taken ridicule and talked about, just like Hannah. They talked about her because she was fasting and praying, because she wanted to be pleasing to her husband. She wanted to have a child for her husband, but it wasn't the time. And so the angel came and talked to Hannah, and she was able to rejoice then. So that's what God is doing in this season. I just want to share that since this is Word Wednesday. I just want to put that little nugget out there. Maybe somebody was a little hungry, and I just gave them a little nugget to pull them off.
You gave them a little something. Yes, Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That sounds good to me, too, man. I like what you're saying there, praise the Lamb of God, because in this season, we must come to a place as the believers in knowing what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, so that we won't get weary in well-doing, and that we understand that this shifting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and this table turning is a God thing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And God is bringing those from the back to the front, yes, Lord, and changing the players on the stage and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb. And he's doing it by anointings too, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's doing it by anointings and by what needs to be in place versus who we want in place. I can't hear so good. Praise the Lamb of God. I was watching, I don't know what it was, I was watching some of them SCI pictures last night, praise the Lamb of God, just before I went to bed, and they had groups, they had broken up in groups that were unfamiliar with each other, Prophet Darrell. They didn't know each other well, the groups that had to work together. Because they just broke them up and said, you in group A, you in group B, you in group C, blah, blah. But they all had their part to do. And the team leader right away saw that some of them had some type of spirits on them that was repulsive to others, that would get them into arguments and things of this nature. And as soon as she saw it coming off, she said, this is why we put this training this way and brought all you opposites together so that you can learn how to work with what is not normal. Hello, somebody. And that's the way we're going to have to deal with this new season that's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have to learn how to work with that is not normal. Praise the Lamb of God. You ain't going to be able to judge it by how they look. Praise the Lamb of God. Or what you think they should be wearing and how you think they should be faring is going to be by the anointing, by the gifting that God has set in the house, praise the Lamb of God, to bring about the change, hallelujah, and the productivity that he wants to send forth in this season. This is a powerful thing that God is about to do, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see backsliders being reclaimed, praise the Lamb of God. Coming back into the fold, we're going to see, hallelujah, new converts, praise the Lamb of God, coming into the kingdom, coming into the church, and we must be ready for them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in our lives and in our lifestyle. We all said we got to be ready for them, and what happens is we prepare the church, praise the Lamb of God. We prepare the church, yes, Lord. And in preparing the church, we prepare the system of the church, but we don't prepare the people in the church. We prepare the system as far as making sure all of the ministries and stuff are working, but we don't prepare the people's heart to receive the people that's coming. And so when the new people come in, praise the Lamb of God, it's like trying to put new people in old wineskins.
You teach it.
Hello, light bulbs. So then there's a lot of clashing going on.
Watch out now. Watch out.
A lot of attitudes flaring.
I'm not saying God.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. It's a lot of this and a lot of that, and that's what God don't want in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have to accept people the way they are. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God in that condition, because God can change that overnight. Praise the Lamb of God. He can change somebody's look or condition overnight. Praise the Lamb of God. You better watch who you turn your nose up at in this season, thinking you all of that in a bag of potato chips. Praise the Lamb of God. You may be walking by a multimillionaire. Hallelujah. You better watch. You better be careful. You better be careful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we must be able to deal with, the way people are, where they are, and then bring them to where they need to be in Christ, and not, praise the Lamb of God, judging people from where you are. We can't ever forget, Prophet Darrell, that we too were sinners. And I'm talking about, that's what happens to the average believer. Praise the Lamb of God. We sit in, again in church so long, and then we forget from where we came from. Then we forget from where we come from, whence we came. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when you forget from whence you came, then you start looking at people differently. You start looking at people cockeyed. You start looking at people from your dirty lenses. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That everybody is not where you at, and everybody's supposed to come in that way. No, you didn't come in that way. You didn't come in holy. Hello, light bulbs. Hey. You didn't come in walking straight. You came in with issues. You came in with problems. Some of us came in not dressed in modest apparel. Hallelujah. And these are some things we're going to have to contend with if we're going to do justice, praise the Lamb of God, in witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, to people. But yes, it is our responsibility to take them to a higher level of consciousness. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, that's right. I believe what goes on the inside of you will show up on the outside of you. Now, that's my philosophy. Praise the Lamb of God. I do believe that. I believe in my heart and my soul. If God transforms you, hallelujah, if God transformed you on the inside, then he has transformed you on the outside also. Praise the Lamb of God. That transformation will show up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, it will show up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's Worship Wednesday. You're here with Prophet Michael Shakespeare, Prophet Darrell Saunders, and we are excited about God. We're excited about this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm just wondering, wow, all of the saints are out shopping and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better go and get my gifts, too. I want my gift. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell wants his gift. Don't forget us. Praise the Lamb. Ain't that right, Prophet Darrell? Don't forget the stuff I'm stocking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I give God praise for each of you today. Lord Jesus, praise him. All right, people of God, we got to go. We're going to another song. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the season for it, and we plan it. Praise the Lamb. Oh, come all ye faithful. Joyful and triumphant. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him, Jesus, our Savior. Praise the Lamb of God. In this season, praise the Lamb of God. This is what we should be doing, is praising and worshiping God and thanking him for the baby child, Jesus. I thank him over and over and over again, and I don't mind anybody knowing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got all of these tree bangers out here about Christmas trees and this, and oh, it's pagan and this and everything. They want to find fault in everything. Praise the Lamb of God. But I find it so celebratory. Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. When I look at my tree, yeah, it's right here and it's beautiful with crosses on it and everything dedicated to the glory of God. Hallelujah. It's standing here erect because of what Christ did for us on a tree. He died on a tree, an ignominious cross, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, profane cross. He took on our sins, and he bore them on that cross, praise the Lamb of God. And all of us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, whose sins he has tacked to his tree, is allowed to have our tree free of sin, free of desecration. And so I decorate this tree in his honor. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With these pretty bulbs on it of royalty, gold and blue and purple and burgundy. Yes, yes, Lord, green for prosperity. Yes, and the lights, because he is the light of the world. It all depends on what you dedicate your stuff to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It all depends on how you interpret what you have done. I know why I'm hanging my tree. It's not for a pagan, ain't for no fat person to come through no chimneys. We don't deal with that over here. We deal with the birth of Christ, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I won't let nobody shrink my Jesus. I won't let anybody shrink my Lord down to nothing like he's not to be celebrated, praise the Lamb of God, for his birth, that he's not supposed to be publicly worshipped and adored. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Then at Easter, you don't say nothing about the bunny rabbit and what that has to do with resurrection. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You want to go let your kids go Easter egg hunting? What has that to do with resurrection? If we want to talk about some things here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then you have these people who don't want to celebrate Jesus' birthday, but they celebrate their own. What foolishness is that? Praise the Lamb of God. If you know, not believe, that you worship a risen Savior who's alive, then you can celebrate his birthday. Hello, light bulbs. I know people who celebrate dead people's birthday. Dead people. Praise the Lamb of God. They gather in honor of the dead on their birthday. I'm celebrating alive Jesus' birthday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I am, and going to continue to do so in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thought I'd drop that in for free for you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Well, all these people always criticizing, always going, oh, this, and that's pagan, and this is blah, blah, and always got finger pointing up. Point the finger at you and your attitude. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What's your plan B since you want to destroy plan A? There are people, praise the Lamb of God, I will say, hallelujah, who have pagan trees in their homes and have them decorated and Santa Claus and all of that kind of stuff, but they blind and they're ignorant to what the truth really is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when you know truth, truth makes you free. Praise the Lamb of God, and gives you liberty in that freedom in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. What you got to say about that, Prophet Darrell? Where'd Prophet Darrell go? Well, I guess he dropped for a minute also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we are not alone. The Holy Ghost is here. Praise God. There he is. You put me on mute?
No, sir.
Tell me then, Prophet Dale, what you think about this?
I used to run with this lady. She called herself an apostle. And we was talking, and around this time, I used to go to the radio station with her, and she gave all these different types of scriptures about how we shouldn't have Christmas trees in our house and stuff like that, you know. I think it was over in Jeremiah 10, somewhere over in there. It talks about the Christmas tree. It says, don't do the way of the heathens. The
first thing on that is, that's in Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10 ain't got nothing to do with Matthew.
Right. That's true.
Jesus wasn't even born in Jeremiah. So it couldn't have been a Christmas tree.
That's true.
It was a pagan tree that they was erecting for some other reason and not Christmas.
Right.
They need to get their time bearings together. Continue. That's centuries before Jesus came.
That's true, and that's right. And that's true. That is so true. But anyway, you know, she really, really, really rebuked me about having a tree and everything and all this stuff up in my house and stuff like that. But, you know, I just didn't feel like putting up no tree and dealing with all that stuff. But I got my pretty lights up around my wall. I sure do.
You say you got his pretty lights up around his wall. Praise the Lamb. Well, you know, I really, I did this for Gabby and my grandkids. because I sit down and I teach as I do stuff why Papa do what he does. And I teach them about this, praise the Lamb of God, so it'll be a memorial to them in their spirit, praise the Lamb of God, so that the Christ or the Christos spirit can continue, praise the Lamb of God, in our families, in our ongoing generations, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when it comes down to entire Christmas situation, praise the Lamb of God, I do have some reservations about how much people go in debt at Christmas time, you know, and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God. I have an issue with that. I do have a problem with some of the things that is done during this season that causes those who don't believe in Christ to be empowered with wealth through the Christian, consumption of toys and gifts and things of this nature that we give out, that we buy from non-believers to use, praise the Lamb of God, the Christmas season. And that needs to be looked at and checked, praise the Lamb of God, that we have all of this stuff and we purchase all of this stuff. We don't look at, am I purchasing from a non-believer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as I celebrate Christ, as I celebrate and what have you. And then the next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, I'm encouraging my people to, if you're going to buy gifts for your loved ones, and go by need and not by just foolishness. Go by what they need in this season.
Like going to the fabric store, getting some fabric.
Yeah. Yeah. Go by need, praise the Lamb of God. They need some boots. They need a coat. They need a hat. They need some gloves. Go by need and not by just foolish, oh, this is cute, I bet you like this, and blah, 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 and try to go by need. I think that makes a little bit more sense when it comes down to utilization the things that we give one to another, if we're going to participate on that level of giving, praise the Lamb of God. And, you know, but because you can do it, there's a right way to do anything. And sometimes you can do something right, wrong. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It can be right what you're doing, but you can do it in the wrong manner and using the wrong resources. So that's all we're saying about that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But this, I mean, you've never seen any entity have so much controversy around it other than Jesus. There's no controversy around Buddha. There's no controversy around no other God or nothing. When it comes down to this baby here, boy, oh boy, oh boy. The controversy, all hell breaks loose when it comes down to Jesus. But the devil sure don't like him, do he? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All hell breaks loose when you start talking about the baby child Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, and worshiping and adoring him. Oh, my goodness, acknowledging him. All hell breaks loose because Satan knows, praise the Lamb of God, that there's power in the pure worship, in the pure praise, in the pureness of knowing that he lives and acknowledging him all about you, praise the Lamb of God. You set boundaries to the ploy of the devil, hallelujah. You draw the line on him, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, because you recognize that you serve a risen Savior, a living Christ. My God, that's the power of him right there. Knowing that you serve a risen Savior, praise the Lamb of God, who is a very present help in the day of trouble. Oh, I love him today, praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
I love me, Jesus.
Woo-wee.
love
my
Yahweh.
My goodness, what an awesome God we serve. He's awesome in all his ways. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, I tell you, you know, when I think about the prophecies throughout the Old Testament that led up to the birth of Christ, my goodness, almost in every book in the Bible, in the Old Testament, you can see a messianic promise of some type, praise the Lamb of God, that was used to identify him, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, you know. And when you see that, you have to consider that if this was that important to God to place in the Holy Writ all of these centuries prior concerning his coming, boy, oh boy, oh boy, the devil has to be mad about this. I mean, oh my goodness. You never heard, I mean, don't, you can pray, but don't pray in Jesus' name. Yes. That all kinds of, what? Don't, just, oh my God. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Move the nativity scene off the lawn. Take the nativity scene off the lawns of courthouses and public places. Why are you trying to remove Christ? What is it about him you don't like? What is it about a baby laying in a manger you don't like? That's satanic, demonic. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. And the saints should do the reverse. We should turn up the volume on it.
That's, I know that's right. But they're too scared, Apostle. They weak.
Yeah. The saints are weak. Praise the Lamb of God. I've always said that. Man, Satan folk will wrap bombs around them and blow themselves up for what they believe in. They sacrifice their baby. They'll kill their baby. Mm-hmm. And give his blood to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And rituals. Sacrifices and things of that nature. Boy, oh boy, we weak in faith. That's what you call weak in faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
We're weak in faith, man, that we don't have a strong conviction about Christ. We don't have a solid conviction about him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you talk to these terrorists and stuff, they act like they sit down and drunk coffee with Allah. You, they make you think he came in their bedroom and sat on the side of their bed and gave them orders to kill people. Shoot, man. Christians, we talk, the Holy Ghost said this to me, the Holy Ghost said that, and the Lord said that, and as soon as something happened in our lives, we fall out, kick, roll on the floor, convulse and everything, like the world coming to the end, like there is no God to help us.
Sure enough.
That's we break down like crazy. As soon as something happens, oh, my God, oh, Lord, we just lose it. But we say, the Holy Spirit spoke to us just the day before. You know, the Lord spoke to me and told me, the Lord woke me up, the Lord did this. And as soon as something happened, we break down like the world coming to an end because we weak in faith. We're strong and phenomenal, but we weak in faith. Israel was the same way. Saw the Red Sea open, got on the other side of it, and went to mummering.
Sure did.
Weak in faith. Every day the heaven opened and bread rained down to you, and they still was mummering. Weak in faith. Water gushing from rocks and desert, still murmuring, weak in faith. God had to kill them all out. So I can't deal with no crew like this. Weak in faith. I can't deal with no crew like this. I'll let your children go in. Hallelujah. You got to deal with a new mindset. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of the people that are strong in conviction and strong in faith. The believer needs to be strengthened, praise the Lamb of God, in belief. You know, we preach about the Christ child. We preach about the life of Christ. But the believer needs to be challenged. Do you really believe this? That's what Jesus asked Mary and Martha, you know, when he came, when Lazarus had died. And when he showed back up, talking about, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Just told them, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again.
Come on, Apostle.
In the resurrection and the life. And then he asked them, do you believe this? Do you believe I am the resurrection?
My God.
Not that I can resurrect something. Do you believe I am the resurrection? Hello, light bulbs.
You teaching, Apostle.
Praise the Lamb of God. He said, I know you believe in the doctrine of it, but do you believe I am the doctrine? And that's what believers have to come to in this day and time. To get a strong conviction, praise the Lamb of God, that God is able to do exceedingly above anything we can even ask, think, or expect. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we'll take a stand for God, right? We don't take no stand for God. Praise the Lamb of God. We just as wishy-washy. We go with any wind of doctrine that blows and that can change us and make us different. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to look sometimes at your situation and your circumstances, and you got to stand on the promises of God. You got to stand on the word of God, no matter how situations and circumstances look, because you know you're the elect of God, because you know you called of God, because you know you blood washed, because you know you spirit filled, because you know he called your name. Hallelujah. Then you ought to know that he'll sustain you. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. You ought to be able to sit like David and said, I once was young, now I'm getting older. I still have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So, yeah, he lives. Jesus lives. He's alive and he's doing well. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we as believers, how well is he alive in us is a whole different question. Praise God. It's a whole different question. How alive he is in us. And where is our faith in God? Where is our faith in God? My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shrink to the world. Well, ain't nobody putting up decorations. I ain't decorating this year. That's old weak in faith believer. And you know, people don't decorate like they used to. So they never had a reason to. I have a reason for the season.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. I have a cause to celebrate. There should be dancing and cheer in my house. There should be music playing concerning his birth. There should be honor given in every home in the world. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can't tell me, when you read the Gospels, the heavenly chorus starts singing in heaven. Joy to the world and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. You can't tell me we ain't supposed to celebrate when heaven celebrated. You ain't going to make me doubt it. Praise the Lamb of God when the wise men came and gave gifts. Hallelujah to a baby laying over in a horse trough. You ain't gonna make me doubt it. Hallelujah.
I know that's right.
You don't make me doubt it. Praise the Lamb of God that the King was born. Because I know where he live at right now. He's sitting right here on the throne of my heart, on the throne of my spirit. He's sitting right here right now. And God knows in heaven, I'll take a bullet for him right now. Praise the Lamb of God.
I know that's right.
Bid him that strongly. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm like the Hebrew boys. I may be in the fiery furnace. And the Lord may not look like he's going to deliver me. He's still able. If the fire burn me up, he's still able. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. He's still able to deliver me. Praise the Lamb.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I love me some Jesus today. Y'all see I'm somewhat convicted in this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you why. Because when you consider the length and breadth of what really has for us people of God, it's unexplainable. You really can't get a grip on the totality of what he has done for us, hallelujah, who have been redeemed and washed. Blessing that is spilled over children. You are the elect and your children's children. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your womb is blessed. Hallelujah. Your seed is blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of what he for us. My, my, my. Oh, yeah, I celebrate him. I celebrate him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's celebrate.
Yes, God. The stars are brightly shining. It is the light of our dear Savior's birth. And long lay the world in
Hallelujah. Boy, that day felt so he can spend any day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank you, my goodness, that operatic voice of his. Yes, Lord. Praise God. I love that song. I love that song. Oh, holy night. Praise God. People of God, let me say this to you. We are sure that our new book, Fall on Your Knees, that's the title of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Fall on Your Knees is ready to be distributed and to be put into your hands. Hallelujah. Here in the next few days, praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for Valerie and Angel for working so untirelessly. 24 hours, praise the Lamb of God. They have been working so tirelessly to bring forth a product, praise the Lamb of God, that is flawless, and to help us to create the Amazon, praise the Lamb of God, ID numbers and accounts and all of that kind of stuff, so that all of our books can be purchased even and read and downloaded even through Amazon. We are so grateful to God for all, praise the Lamb of God, that he is doing in this season to make things right for us. I mean, he just brought the right company of people together at the right time, and I thank and praise God for that. Praise the Lamb of God. That Fall on Your Knees is about repairing the altar of God. I shared before that, and I'm waiting to the book really gets in publication here for everybody. So then I want to go through it and deal with the various components of it. But just to give you just a little bit today, the recipe, praise the Lamb of God, that God gave me for just the word repent, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes to falling on our knees, he gave me that word and broke it down to me, praise the Lamb of God, with inspiration on how to write about the word repent so that we can get the fullness, praise the Lamb of God, of what God has in store for us. The book also holds, praise the Lamb of God, a variety of challenges for the Christian community, praise the Lamb of God, the country at large, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, our world, our society that we live in, our country, our government, from your house to my house to the church house to the White House to the houses overseas, all are challenged in this book, praise the Lamb of God, to bring about a turnaround and a recovery of all that we have been and are and shall experience from the hand of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I would that each of you, praise the Lamb of God, get in concert with this. Praise the. It's a powerful book, powerful little book. I'm proud of the little book. We're going to position it, praise the Lamb of God, so it can be purchased. Also, the manual of the prophetic manual, many of you already have that autographed copy, praise the Lamb of God, also is being placed on, it's on Amazon now, and also the call and burden of intercessory prayer. I was in prayer the other day, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me, praise the Lamb of God, that he has caused some things to be the way it is in my life right now because there are some writings, praise the Lamb of God, that he would have me to do starting in the new year, praise the Lord. And that is going to be challenging for us. But what the Lord wants done, praise the Lamb, normally I say yes to, and I move expeditiously to get it done, and hopefully my heart and mind will stay like that, praise the Lamb of God, as we continue on our journey here, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord will allow me to continue to do the work that he would have me to do. That some of you have books down on the inside of you that you need to be praying about. You need to be writing those titles down too, and then you need to find the time and place to get busy. Praise the Lamb of God. I think I'm going to have to go to the sanctuary again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And find my time there to prepare me for it, to get me into a solitude and a place of meditation and prayer, whereas that I can soak, yes, praise the Lamb of God, in the presence of God without interruption and disturbance for about 3 days. That will just suit me just so good. Matter of fact, I wish I was there this week. Hallelujah. I wish I was there right now in Wisconsin at the sanctuary. Praise the Lamb of God, in my room, on my face. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Again, those of you who have not experienced the sanctuary, you have denied yourself of a great experience, one of the best experiences on your spiritual journey that you would can experience. It's like experiencing the Mecca type of journey. Praise the Lamb of God. It would encourage you. I encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, to go and be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of that type of journey. If you can do it in Whitewater, Wisconsin, at the sanctuary in Whitewater, Wisconsin, praise the Lamb of God, as the apostle of the house places you in a room that will give you, praise the Lamb of God, some definite discoveries about yourself, hallelujah, as well as some revelation about what God will have you to do in this season. As God has met so many people there in the sanctuary, in this place that's dedicated as holy ground, no food on the premises or nothing of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God, just a place of fasting and praying. And oh my goodness, what a beautiful place, praise the Lamb of God, it is. And I really would praise the that many would go, hallelujah, and get that type of revelation. It's wonderful, I tell you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, it's wonderful. Don't forget, people of God, also here the first of the year, the first full week, January 6th, no, 8th, 9th, and 10th. January 8th, 9th, and 10th here in Southfield, Michigan, right here where I reside, is our prayer conference, praise the Lamb of God, with Bishop William H. Murphy, Jr., who is scheduled to be with us on the show tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Bishop Murphy is coming on the show tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the conference and some other things that he's doing around the country and around the world, praise the Lamb of God, as he is restoring prayer, praise the Lamb of God, into the house of God, reclaiming the house of God as the house of prayer for all nations. And he's going to be on with us on tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God, as well as his prophetic day. Praise the Lamb of God, the prophecies that's going to go forth on tomorrow. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But, oh, my goodness, that hotel over there, I don't know if it's going to be able to hold us over there. And I mean, oh, my goodness, we're used to those 2,000-seat ballrooms. And this place, oh, my goodness, I don't think you can hold but about 600-700 people there. Praise the Lamb of God. It is going to be a packed-out situation. So make sure you come early on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. And those of you who like to get up, be a part of the classes, then you need to hit William H. Murphy Ministries, praisethelambofgod.org, William H. Murphy Ministries, and you can you'll see the excerpts for the conference and the registration and classes and things of this nature there on his website. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to be a wonderful time. Tudor Bismarck is going to be with us. William Murphy III is going to be with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, if you ain't never heard William Murphy III preach, you need to hear him speak too. That he's a preacher, preacher. Praise the Lord. Mille Kava is going to be with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Nina Cooper from Albuquerque is going to be with us. Teaching and sharing. Apostle Carver going to be teaching. Pastor Brown is going to be with us. Praise the Lamb of God from Ohio. Pastor Nation from California is going to be with us. Praise God. I mean, people from just all over. The Grippers are coming in from the East Coast. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Quita Johnson is coming in from Buffalo, New York. Praise the, I'm telling you, it's going to be an exciting time. Praise the Lamb of God. We've been doing this now for nearly, I think, 10 years. Praise the Lamb of God. And I've been every step of the way with Bishop Murphy in this. Matter of fact, PSM, Praise the Lamb of God, is a outbirth of, Praise the Lamb of God, the Intercessory Prayer Ministry. It's an outbirth of it. Praise the Lord. So we thank and praise God for all that he's going to be doing for us. Granddaughter?
Yes, Prophet.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing okay. I'm just calling in to give you a message from Prophet Darrell. He said he didn't want to be rude and just drop off the call, but he on his way out here, and it was too much noise.
Okay. No problem. Praise the Lamb of God. I understand, you know, his lifestyle. And that he has to, things that he has to do also. Praise God. I'm the one that's committed to the time here. So God bless him and tell him I look for him to be on with me on tomorrow for our prophetic word day. Praise the Lord. Now, do y'all have anything coming up for the special for Christmas or New Year's or anything there at New Beginning?
No, we don't have anything. I'm sure we have in church on Christmas. And that's about it.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, you know, here we got next Tuesday night is going to be the Hour of Power, people of God. We're inviting you out to our Hour of Power of prophecy, healing, praise the Lamb of God, and deliverance on next Tuesday night. Praise the Lamb of God. We're bringing bags of clothes to give to our coordinator, praise the Lamb of God, Angela Johnson. For our giveaway, praise the Lamb of God, here in the Christmas season. Whether it's clothes, blankets, whatever it is one wants to bring, she is going to accept, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can help the less fortunate and the needy. Praise the Lord. Then we have the following Tuesday night, praise the Lamb of God, will be watch night. Yes, Tuesday night will be watch night also. And, of course, we're having a watch night service, praise the Lamb of God, and we invite everybody out to come get your prophetic word for the new year. Hallelujah. What God is going to say to you on New Year's Eve night, praise the Lamb of God, there with us at the Truth Church, praise the Lamb. We invite all of you to come and be a part of that, praise the Lord. We're going to have a high and holy time. Starting at 10 o'clock, praise the Lamb of God, p.m., on Watch Night, 10 o'clock p.m., Watch Night. And next, this next Tuesday will be at 7 o'clock. Then the following Tuesday, Watch Night, will be Praise the Lamb of God at the 10 o'clock hour, Praise the Lamb of God. But we want you all to come out and be blessed. Well, yeah, we want you to do that. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. I want you to be blessed from that time. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a wonderful time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I got some special people I want to introduce you to during this season. And then don't forget, going into the new year, as we come into the new year, come back from the holidays, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to have some new things on the agenda. Praise one of our teaching formats. We're going to be teaching on all the prophets and their personalities and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God, right here on the show. We're going to be doing some things a little bit differently. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's for the betterment. It's for the betterment of the show. Praise the Lamb of God, so that we can go to the next level. We're also, going to have some little different things going on the page. Yes, Lord, praise the Lord, to make the page better. We got so many people joining with us right now here in the last couple of months. We took in about 300 to 400 people that have joined the page, Praise the Lamb of God. They just come in every day joining. And the Lord has given us a plan, praise the Lamb of God, to help circulate those new people as well as some of the old ones and get them involved more in what we're doing when it comes down to the ministry, praise the Lamb of God, of the kingdom, because that's a kingdom, that's a global thing there, praise the Lamb of God, to make some impact in our world, in our society, and we definitely want to do that. There's really enough of us to take America right now, praise the Lamb of God, on that page. If everyone was in sync and everyone was active, praise the Lamb of God, we could take America. Witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be on the agenda, people of God. Witnessing, evangelizing, winning the lost, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be on our agenda, and it's going to be on our agenda heavy, praise the Lord, because that's where the Spirit of the Lord is. That's what God is moving into. Hallelujah. Even the more now, the harvest is white, the laborers are few, and we're going to enter in to that area also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I am excited about Jesus, and I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm excited about our children, how they're growing up, praise the Lamb of God, so many of them. I was in conversation with, I don't know who it was, I was just in conversation with somebody, and they was telling me about how their daughter had prophesied to them, and it came to pass the next day, and then somebody else that was with us started telling me about their son who prophesied to them, and it came to pass the next day. God is raising up children now, praise the Lamb of God, with prophetic giftings, with callings on their lives, in this last day, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And you don't want to miss that, people of God. Keep your antennas up, stay watchful, listen to your children, listen to your grandchildren. Some of these are prophetic children, praise the Lamb of God, that God has gifted to be in your household, hallelujah. And don't you dare miss what they have to tell you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I told you all that Gabby told me. I was going in the hospital 2 weeks prior to me going in. Sat right there on the front pew in the church and told me, Daddy, I saw you go in the hospital. You were so sick. But when you come out, Daddy, you're going to get strong. You're going to get better. And I saw you running up and down the street, praise the Lamb of God, with a whole lot of energy. And she got up and walked away. Said, you're going to be all right, Daddy. 2 weeks later, I was in the hospital. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't think, she's 7 years old. Don't think it's not real. Hallelujah. Don't think it's not real. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you all today. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me tell you something. This conversation that we had today about Christ and about us promoting his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection is paramount, and the people of God are asleep on it because we really don't understand that Satan is trying to hush his name in the earth, and we are allowing him to. He's turning down our witness. We're allowing him to. Turning down our campaign. We're allowing him to. Hallelujah. If there's but one light on the block, let it be mine, Lord. If there's one house celebrating, let it be mine. Hallelujah. If there's one person uplifting your name, let it be mine. Because whatever you're doing in this season, Father, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. We need to, people of God, turn up our witness in this season. We're living in dark, chaotic times. We're living in dark, chaotic times. Hallelujah. And our witness needs to be turned up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have our evangelistic ministry. Yeah, all of these evangelists we have, praise the Lamb of God, even on our page. The volume being turned up, demand for the work, praise the Lamb of God, is going to go out so that we can save some people, get some people delivered, reclaim the backsliders, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah, where there is no vision, people perish. I thank God I got an eye to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God that I got a vision for the people. Praise the Lamb of God. And it comes straight from the throne room for us to do. Praise great exploits in the earth so that God's name can be praised. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. My goodness gracious. You know what I'm saying? Something. Do y'all really love Jesus? Do y'all really love him? I do. I really do. Praise the Lamb of God. I really, really love Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. I love him so much today. And I'm wondering if, in fact, praise the Lamb of God. There was one other thing I wanted to, well, I'm not going to play it. Praise the Lord. Y'all don't want to hear no more Christmas. It seems like every time I pray the Christmas carol, y'all drop off the line. Y'all don't want to hear the Christmas. Why? Tell me, granddaughter, talk to me. What is it about Christmas that's so blight in the eyes of people?
I really don't know, Grandma. I don't know. I have no idea.
Why is there such a lack of celebration on behalf of our...
I think it's more so about the materialistic stuff. You know, everybody's so worried about what their children getting and what their children not getting. I mean, but it just spills over from the rest of the year. You know, you're not really concerned about them getting their spiritual feeling through the year. So, you know, they don't look forward during the Christmas season, you know. So, I mean, if what you do all year is what you're going to do at the end of the year during the Christmas season. It's about material stuff.
Wow. Wow. So, even the believers,
Well, you got to look at how many believers get up on Sunday morning and leave their children at home and go to church, you know, and come back. Because they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be disturbed. Or they just didn't feel like getting them up. Me too included. I have done that too. But, you know, if you're doing that all through the year then and you're not concerned about their spiritual well-being during the year, of course you're not going to be concerned about it during the Christmas season. It's all about getting them what they want.
Wow. So how about the Christmas presentations and things like that, you know, goes on at the church. Well, you know, my daughter, Gabby, is in a full-fledged program. I mean, she had to sing twice last Sunday, and I called her to go pick up. She said, Dad, I'm tired. I had to get up at 5 o'clock this morning to go sing in the early morning service. Then they made me sing again in the second service. Blah, blah, she acted like a preacher who had went out and preached twice. And, you know, so she all in participating out of Brightmore, praise the Lamb of God, where she goes to church out there with her mother, praise God. But I'm just saying, you know, it just seemed like there is such a, a darkness that comes over our people when it comes down to the Christmas season, and not a brightness and a light of jubilation and what have you that it should be, you know? The Africa dancing in the street, celebrating the homegoing and the life of Mandela. To me, this is the way saints should be about Jesus' birth every year. We act like we serve, we worship in a dead Jesus, really. In my eyes, praise the Lamb of God. It's not like, oh my goodness.
I think it's just so much as it's just, you know, we take for granted the small things, and we don't look at for what it truly is. You know, it is the season. This is Jesus' season. And we don't look at it for that because we take it for granted, because so much of you got too many subliminal messages on the TV. When you go outside, you look at it, it's all about what you buying, the material stuff. It's not about Jesus. Nobody's advertising that. The Christmas programs for the children is optional if they want to participate. You know, so nothing is geared towards Jesus other than knowing that he was born in this season, so they say. You know, but for the most part, everything is geared on what you're going to get for Christmas, what you're buying your loved one, what you're doing this, what you're cooking, you know, and not who you worship it. So it's just it's a different time, you know. There was a time when all we thought about was this is the season, this is about Jesus, but now it's a different time. It's a different generation, and they've been raised different, you know. They've been taught different.
But, you know, I saw a decline in the celebration of Christ's birth even before the economy turned. I mean, when I was younger, let me put it that way, growing up in Chicago, everywhere you went, every apartment building, home, the communities, the neighborhoods riding around the city was like riding through a winter wonderland. It was...
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness gracious. When you saw a house that didn't have lights, it stood out. Not the house with the lights. The ones without the lights stood out. Like, they don't have no lights up. They don't have a tree, they're not celebrating. It was on that order when I was coming up. Now, in the last 15 years or so, I noticed even when jobs were plentiful and everything, that people stopped decorating and stuff. They really stopped celebrating Christmas on that level.
That's true. That is so true. I guess they just lost the joy in celebrating because it's so commercialized, Prophet. You know, they can go anywhere and look at the lights. They don't want to come home and, you know, then they got to be bothered with putting up the lights and trimming the tree and all kind of stuff. And people, we living in a fast-paced life. Nobody wants to take the time.
When it comes down to our birthdays, what won't we do?
There's nothing that people won't do for their birthday. I've seen them celebrating a whole month. It just shows you what's important.
When it comes time for the God who gives you life and has given you eternal life, God who has blessed you with everything that you have, including the breath that's in your lungs, You don't have time to celebrate him. But you got time to you got a whole month to celebrate yourself.
Exactly.
As though you that I mean it just the Christian the believer's perspective if it's that damaged is really distorted. That's really a distortion. If it's that bad. I mean we should really be on a high as it relates to the Christ event and what Christ has done, what he is doing. Do we sell in a lie? We are selling a lie. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just that simple. And the believer that allows the fire and the passion of their relationship with God to diminish if they ever had one. Let me put that there, too. If they ever had one,
exactly.
Praise the Lamb of God, to the extent that you're not celebratory of your king, something is wrong with you. In the days of the monarchy, praise the Lamb of God, if you didn't celebrate, you'll be put to death. If you didn't celebrate the king's birthday or the king's inaugurations and this, that, and another, if that was considered treason, you would be put to death. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. God don't see you that way.
Amen.
Praise God. Some people will be dropping dead right now. Hallelujah. So, they're not. How you not? You know, it's a lie from the pit. Every day we Jesus, oh the Lord, oh Jesus, and then when it come the special times that he should be lifted and praised higher, then you have the option to say, I'm not going to praise the Lord. Well, don't nobody really know what his birthday is. Yeah, okay, so we gave him one.
Exactly.
Does he live? Yes. Is it important that is something mystical going to happen if you find out that the right day? No. We celebrated my mother's birthday the wrong day for years. For years and years and years, we thought her birthday was August 31st, when it's August the 29th. We celebrated it, and let me tell you something. The birthday parties that we had for my mother about the 31st were better than the ones that when we found out on the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the heart you put into it. It's about the love you put into it. It's about the joy you put into it because of the way that you see the person that you're celebrating. It's not about the day. It's not about the day. And that's a hook and a crook from hell also to make you run around talking about, well, this ain't the exact day. Well, this ain't the exact time. This ain't the exact hour. Praise the Lamb of God. I heard somebody say the other day, I can't remember the first 2 years of my life. Praise the Lamb of God. Now you see a piece of paper. I don't know the lady that was standing there to make out your birth certificate. You was born at 3:05, and she put down 3:25 because she forgot what time you was born. But you look at it and say you was born at 3:25. You don't know what time you was born. You couldn't record yourself.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. But don't nothing magic happen at the time you were born. So, you know, the celebration of Christ's birthday should not hinge upon, praise the Lamb of God, this, that, and another. It should hinge upon that he was born, that he came, praise the Lamb of God, that he came, that he was born, that he is alive, that he did rise. That's where our hearts and minds should be stuck at.
Yes.
Right there and nowhere else.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said it, I won't take it back. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm a Jesus advocate. I'm sorry, I'm a Jesus advocate. I love him. I love him. I love him. And I'll go out. I'll talk about him every day, all day, until somebody get the news, praise the Lamb of God, that we are to celebrate the King. Praise the Lamb of God. He is our King. Hallelujah. We should be celebrating the King of Kings and Lord of Lords no matter what. Christians,
yeah.
Believers, you ought to be celebrating the King. Praise the Lamb of God. You ought to have a birthday cake on your table. Praise the Lamb of God on Christmas. Singing
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday to Christ. It will change the perspective of your children about Christmas.
Yes,
we're the reason why it's so messed up. We're the reason because of our selfishness. Because of us looking for something for us and not wanting to give something to the Lord. Hallelujah. Not wanting to give something to the Lord to exalt his name. To exalt, Lord, what can I do for your birthday that will please you? That's what we go to other people, granddaughter. When it's our man, our woman's significant other's birthday or something, what you want for your birthday? What you want? Oh, you want an iPad? Okay. Let me see what I can do. Oh, you want a watch? Oh, you like that? You like that? Oh, well, I got this because when we was in the store, I heard you say that you always wanted one of them, but you just didn't want to pay the money for it. So I went and got it for you for your birthday. Surprising them. Am I right or wrong?
You're right, Prophet. And you know, we started a tradition, and our tradition is this. Our children, on their birthday, they make a list. And whatever's on their list, we get them what's theirs, what they want on their list. But when Christmas time comes around, they only get two things because it's not their birthday. And we try to teach them, this is not your birthday. It's not about you. You will get two things. That's it. This is about Jesus. And the list that you make, you need to figure out what else that you want to give Jesus on that list. And that's what we've been doing for quite a few years now with our children. So they know that this is not your birthday. You get what you want on your birthday, but this is Jesus' birthday, not yours.
That really needs to be stressed. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm proud of you that you all even do it that way, but I really believe that needs to be stressed. Praise the Lamb of God. And our children should be made aware. We allow them to go to school and all this paganism that does take place with the Santa Claus is still in the school, this, that. This is what parents should be upset about. Some fake, fat person in a red suit with Satan claws all over them and all of this with reindeers and stuff, and our children are allowed to think that that's real and that's who bring them their gifts. That's what we should be holy hot about it. Right there.
You're right.
Hallelujah. That's how I learned what the true Christmas was. My daddy got so mad about that, he just, one Christmas morning, got up and told all of us, everything under that tree I bought.
Hmm.
If it's a Santa Claus, I'm him. That was my first level of revelation about Christmas.
That's
I
what
went
we
to
learned.
Work. If ain't no fat man came down, we don't even have a chimney. We didn't have a fireplace. So ain't no fat, nobody came down. I bought it all. There is no Santa Claus. He bust all our bubbles. And we started hugging him, thanking him. But then when I learned out whose birthday it really was, after I got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, then I learned how to celebrate whose birthday it really is. It's Jesus' birthday. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And we need to come into the fullness of our minds about that, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that God sees, hears, and cares, brothers and sisters. And we act like that God ain't paying no attention.
Hmm.
We act like God is not paying any attention to Praise the Lamb of God. What we do, our heart, mm-hmm. our intentions,
mm-hmm.
every Christmas morning, do you know what I get up and do? And I don't even have to preach. I prepare a sermon. And I tell the Lord, this is one of the gifts for you. Inspire me, Holy Ghost, so I can preach this message to save souls for Jesus, because I know that pleases heart more than anything. Like
mm-hmm.
a child, I try to find something to give him. Praise the Lamb of God that's going to give glory for his name. That's why I want this book out so bad. I want to give Jesus something for Christmas. Praise the Lamb of God, trying to get it out for Christmas. Yes, Lord, I want to get it out for Christmas. Something that's going to uplift the kingdom of God. Yes, Lord. It's disturbing to me. Praise the Lamb of God that so many believers are just on the sideline like ain't nothing going on, and Satan is having a field day, you know, celebrating all that he do all the time. All the time. Praise the
yep.
Lamb of God. And he's celebrating day in and day out, nightclubs, strip clubs, everything going to be booming for Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Everything.
Except for the church.
Booming
yeah.
for Christmas. Just watch what I tell you. But where the party is supposed to be, there will not be a party. And that's the house of God and your house, the saints' house. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
Well, we're at the end of another day. Praise the Lamb of God. It may not be what everybody wanted, but it was good to me. Because to me, this is as serious as any prophetic word or anything. Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And if he's not alive and he's not celebrated, there's no sense in prophesying.
Amen.
We just watched proper lie and gone about our business. There is no sense.
Man.
Yeah. I love you all. I bless you all. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm excited about your future.
Clouds have rolled away.